so excited to announce this year's official inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's start with the performers category. Your 2024 Rock and Roll inductees are A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes! Cher.
Foreigner.
Dave Matthews Band.
Kool & the Gang.
Yeah! Mary J. Blige.
Peter Frampton.
Yeah! And Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy!
This is a DMB Society podcast.
I got a sister named Jane.
And this is the pod that Jane likes. And now, here are your hosts, Jeanette, Trisha, Matt, and Sean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the pod that Jane likes. This is a very, very special episode. If you haven't already heard the news, Dave Matthews Band has been voted one of the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024. As you can imagine, the pod is whirling. We are ecstatic. We have so many thoughts to share with you. In this special episode, you will hear from all four of us. First, you'll hear from myself, Jeanette, and Matt. As we went live last night, as soon as we heard the news, we went live to share our thoughts. The other half of our pod is across the other side of the world in Italy. We also received their thoughts and we put it all together for you this morning. And here is our special episode on the Dave Matthews Band getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here we go.
Okay, well, breaking news here, everybody. The Dave Matthews Band has just been announced that they are going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, like, I don't know, big round of applause, something like that. I mean, this is so awesome. I was just watching American Idol, and I really didn't think they got in because of the way that they did the order. It was like it started off alphabetical order. Tribe Called Quest was first. And I didn't think they made it, and then they did, and it was awesome. So here we are. This is great. Hi to everybody. We are going live. We're live on Insta. It looks like we're going to Cleveland. We're going to Cleveland. Whether you're listening to this, we'll release this in podcast form, but you may be watching us on Instagram Live. What's up, everybody? Happy Sunday, happy Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction evening now. This is just so fun and exciting. Trisha and Sean are on assignment. They were in Italy for the last couple of shows. Jeanette and I are holding it down here stateside until Jeanette gets on a plane tomorrow to go to London. But we had to come on here and talk about this. What an honor. Jeanette, what was your, you said you screamed, you were texting, you said, you screamed. So I'm sure that.
Yeah, I was watching it like through my phone, and I couldn't even really hear it. I just saw the name. I just saw their name on the screen and I screamed.
Yes. Yes. Full on scream. I'm pretty even keeled most of the time, but even I was like really, really excited. So, I mean, what does this mean? We're going to talk about this in depth significantly before the induction ceremony later on this year in Cleveland. What does it mean? There are a lot of questions that I have. You know, who's going to induct the band? Who else is going to be there to pay tribute to the band? If you've watched any of these concerts in the past, or ceremonies in the past, you know that it's usually a star-studded event. There are other people who are there, you know, special for just certain bands. And like it's funny because DMB doesn't get the national credit I think that they deserve a lot of the time. So, Jeanette, let me ask you right now, who do you think, you know, first, we'll probably go back and forth on this several times, but like, who do you think is the person to induct DMB into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You know, that's a really great question, and I really have to think about it. There would be so many good people, but I do think someone that has supported them a lot through the past, maybe somebody that's a common guest, maybe somebody like Abela Fleck, or you know, maybe even one of his, like, Dave Matthews is Farm Aid, other board members of the Farm Aid, so maybe like Neil Young or Willie Nelson, you know. So I mean the possibilities are endless, you know. Like, could it be like more of a coming up person, like that actually like looks up to the Dave Matthews Band, or could it be somebody that's already legend, you know?
Yeah, I was also thinking, like, you know, one of Dave's buddies, like a Brandi Carlile, or, you know, somebody else like that who's kind of around quite a bit and has taken, you know, mentorship from Dave. But, you know, I know we're probably going to talk about John Mayer a lot. You know, will John Mayer be there in any capacity, you know, for an induction, or also for a performance, which is the other question that I wanted to ask you. Trisha saying she thinks that we should induct them. I think that would be great. I'm very willing to do that if anybody's in here who has any sort of connection.
I mean, that would make sense. We are a Dave Matthews Band podcast. We're their biggest fans.
That's true. They have influenced us pretty significantly.
And, you know, the fans have a lot to do with it. I mean, we're the ones that, you know, won the fan vote 2 times in a row. Right. The 2 times that they've been nominated. And I'm sure they're so super grateful for that.
You know, the other half of it is, and again, we're going to talk about this when we're back, all four of us together. You know, in addition to the whoever's going to induct them, you know, performances. We talk about influences, and we actually talk a lot about the podcast, I think, about who has influenced Dave, people like the Beatles, you know, and other bands like that. But this is sort of, you know, looking another generation below. And, you know, we talk about John Mayer, but other people who have been influenced by DMB. And I think it was last year, Olivia Rodrigo, I think, performed maybe with Sheryl Crow. And it would just be so interesting to see somebody completely out of the woodwork, you know, somebody who we aren't even thinking of, who, you know, who had a big, you know, who was influenced by DMB, even like, you know, Zach Brown's a little bit younger than the band, although not, you know, not significant, you know, that's right. Somebody who also comes to mind.
Maybe like a Noah Kahan or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, possibly. What's your, Jeanette, what is your dream, you know, fever dream DMB Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tribute performance, I guess? Any other artist who plays a DMB song as a tribute to the band, what's your ultimate?
I mean, my mind obviously goes right to John Mayer, and that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone.
Yep.
You know, I just think that he's so influenced by them. You can hear it in his music. He talks about it all the time. And so I think it would be awesome if he either performed with them or performed for them, one of their songs. I think that would be great.
Yeah,
maybe
that would
Dead
rock.
And Company
that
could
would
do.
Rock. We.
Yeah, maybe Dead and Company could do the Dave's version of All Along the Watchtower again.
Now we're talking fever dream. Now we're talking fever dream. We have a lot of people chiming in the comments. Somebody saying, John Mayer, Daniel Lanois. That's interesting.
Ooh.
Talking Heads guy. David Byrne, Post Malone, Alanis, Outkast. It's going to be really interesting to see. Somebody else says Adam Sandler. That I could see that being a possibility as well. That's kind
I
of an
see
interesting
Adam,
thought.
Yeah, I
too.
Could see somebody like Adam Sandler inducting him, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. I'm sold on that now. Whoever said Adam Sandler, nice job.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. So. Other questions that are popping in here that are burning questions for me as well. One, is the warehouse going to get any tickets for this performance? Who knows? That would be great. I have no idea how tickets for this work. I know last year the concert was at Barclays, but I think they've already said this year it's definitely going to be in Cleveland.
They did, yeah, in the fall.
Oh, CNN guy, interesting.
Oh, Jake Tapper.
Yep. Okay. So fall, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Jake Tapper would be interesting. Even though he refused to say hi to me at MSG this year, I won't hold that against him. I'll let that slide. So who knows how that's going to work? And then, of course, the other humongous elephant in the room. We'll talk about this as well. Boyd Tinsley. Dave has said in the past, Boyd has every right to be there. You know, he said that it would be awkward, but you know, he was such a big part of DMB for so long, and you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with all of that.
Right. This is where you put, you know, bygones, and you put all that aside, because he will also be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because he is an original member of the Dave Matthews Band.
Absolutely.
So it is what it is. And I mean, you know, who knows what that could even muster up and what that could bring. And if there's a future to that. And
we
have so much to talk about.
Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about. It's
the possibilities are endless.
I know. I'm just like, things are like shooting off rapid fire in my brain right now about all the possibilities. And like we said, we will certainly talk about that. We'll get everybody's all four of our opinions out there and to you. We also are going to be, if you are a loyal follower of the Pod the Jane Likes, thank you so much. We've been quite scattered with this European tour, and we will continue to be a little bit scattered for the next couple of weeks as pod members are overseas, but we're going to try to get as much content out to you as possible. So just look for rapid fire drops this week. We're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about the Italy shows, the London shows, every other show that has happened. We're going to take some time and look at, and really, you know, what a roadmap 2024. It's going to be an interesting roadmap shaping up with this huge news that DMB, if you're just joining us and didn't see, that DMB is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this fall. That is just going to be just the coolest thing. So well deserved. We always talk about how DMB doesn't get the credit they deserve at a national level, and this is going to be cool. I mean, this is like, as Ryan Seacrest said before they announced it, you know, this is the highest honor in music. I don't fully agree with that, but it is pretty damn good and cool that it's happening. So, last question for you, Jeanette, if the band has to play one song there and they are given whatever, you know, whatever space and time they ask for, what do you think that performance is? If just DMB.
The obvious answer is Ants Marching, but the fans want to hear Seek Up. You know, they want to hear something that's like
a 20-minute Seek Up.
Yeah. Yes, they want to hear something that's real, like to our core, what Dave Matthews Band is. Not, I mean, listen, Ants Marching is great, and they're going to play Ants Marching. Like that song put them on the map, right? But
yeah, yep.
You know, we want to hear a deep cut. Yep. You know, or maybe like something in the middle, like Lion on Graves.
Sure. Sure. I'm going to throw out there that Cher is also getting inducted. So I think we should go for Spoon with Cher. And that's my final thought.
Oh, my God. That's, now you talk about a fever dream.
Spoon with Cher. Just end it right there.
Right. Oh, holy crap. Right. I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's my final thought. If you have a final thought, please share it. And then we'll wrap up. We felt the need to come up. We had to do something. We had to do something with this information, because it's too big not to do that. So
I'm actually at a dance competition right now. I'm like hiding in a high school hallway somewhere, because I'm just too excited to not celebrate this news. It's so well deserved. This band deserves it like no other band. I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud to be a fan of this band, and what a way to kick off my trip to London tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. That's going to be huge. London, is there a show between now and London or no?
No, London will be the first show that they play since they've been in, since they've been in, it's been announced. So that's, I just got
that's
the
awesome.
Goosebumps.
So over
like,
under,
that's so exciting.
Do we think Dave's going to say, you know, Dave with like, you know, any news like this,
yeah.
You know, when we were at the day Walk Around the Moon came out, like he said something like right before he walked off stage for the final time. So do you think that he's going to say anything on Wednesday?
I mean, yeah, he might not even know by then. No, maybe nobody told him yet.
Right. Right. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Instagram Live. As I said, we're going to release this as a podcast as well. Let's get Spoon with Cher trending. That's really where I want to go with this. That's sort of the big takeaway from tonight, Spoon with Cher. And we will talk to you soon. We're also going to try to get Jeanette and Sean to chime in on this. Oh, sorry, Trisha and Sean to chime in on this as soon as they can. So those thoughts will be forthcoming. It's a little late, even though I think Trisha is still here in the chat. So,
I know. Shock, she's awake.
Thanks again for joining. Yeah, well, I'm not. And we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys on the road. See you in London.
Buongiorno. Greetings from Europe. It's Trisha and Sean. And we woke up to the news of the band officially being inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, class of 2024. If you could hear it in my voice, I'm just so thrilled, overjoyed, excited that the world gets to know what we've known for decades, right? Hardest working, touring band, so well deserved. I'm just over the moon. And honestly, I can't wait to celebrate in Europe on summer tour leading all the way up to Cleveland. Super exciting. Sean, your thoughts?
I think it's a really exciting day, really exciting announcement, really exciting news. We talked a lot about the process in which we got here, and we certainly have critiques about how that process played out. I certainly have my thoughts on how that whole process played out with the first nomination a few years ago, fast forward to this year. All of that aside, this isn't a critique on the process as much as it is a celebration of the fact that once DMB is enshrined in that Hall of Fame, for the rest of time, they will be amongst literally the greatest music acts in the world. It's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, and we can go on and on about who's in, who's not in. If we put all of that aside, the simple fact is that the Dave Matthews Band will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame alongside of the greatest artists of all time. And what a really cool thing to think about for a band that started three decades ago, did everything from the bar scene to the frat house scene, blew up to the point of selling out stadiums across the country. We could go on and on. It's really, really exciting.
Well, now I'm crying. I do. I have tears in my eyes because that's such a cool thing to think about. Like, we knew this was the greatest band in the universe, but now the world's going to know, and they're going to be alongside all of the great acts. And yeah, it's such a time to celebrate. And honestly, going into this, it was announced on American Idol. Everybody was a little unsure how this was going to play out. And I'm just really excited that we're celebrating and not thinking about how we're going to protest outside the Rock Hall in Cleveland.
Honestly, my biggest thought at the moment is, so the last time that I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there is some really cool displays there. One of the ones that jumped out at me more than any is the fact that the Rock Hall has the Beatles for Sgt. Pepper outfits. So now I can't help but wonder, will there be for induction weekend, maybe we need a DMB clothing display. We could have Dave's pajama pants.
Oh.
Maybe we have, you know, like a leather vest a la Boyd. Like we could go on and on with what that display would look like. But kidding aside, really exciting thing, really exciting announcement. I'm so looking forward to getting the opportunity to go through the Rock Hall to pay homage to some of those incredible acts. And now the Dave Matthews Band is included and will forever, you know, people in the baseball world will always joke that once you get inducted into the Hall of Fame, you may as well have a name change because now you're Ken Griffey Jr. Hall of Famer.
Hall and of Famers.
That's what the Dave Matthews Band, they're about to become that. They're about to become the Dave Matthews Band Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers. I want to ring to it. We heard Jeanette and Matt talk about who's going to induct them. What are they going to perform? Are there going to be any collaborations? Will Boyd be there? And I'll just say, if Matt and Jeanette didn't already say it, we're going to talk a lot about this leading up to the Rock Hall. We certainly have a lot of thoughts. I'm sure we'll have multiple full episodes coming out around that. I personally think the pod that Jane likes should induct them, you know, as big fans. If you can see Sean's face.
The last thing I want to mention is I think if you're a fan of this band, what the last 24 months, let's look at the last 12 months and the next upcoming 12 months. What a moment in time for the Dave Matthews Band between releasing an album, a full U.S. tour, a fall tour, Dave and Tim in Mexico. Now we're in the middle of DMB Europe. Then they're going to go back to the States and jump right into another U.S. tour. Then that's going to lead us into the Rock Hall election in the fall. It's just been an incredible moment in time. We're living in the middle of it. On top of all of that, we keep talking about the fact that DMB, this version of DMB, sounds the best that they ever have collectively with this group of musicians. It's kind of the high watermark. I'm just a big proponent of when you're in those moments to kind of reflect on how cool those moments are. And this band, we're lucky enough, has had a bunch of these moments. Well, we're in one of those moments again. And how cool is it to be a part of all of that?
It's awesome. Just to double back, when I said the pod that Jane likes should induct them, I was just kidding around. But honestly, I've been thinking about this. Who should induct them? And the Dave Matthews Band is so talented, elite in their own right. But I do want to shout out all of the fans, right? All of us fans, because we won the fan vote again for the second time.
We still don't know what that means, but yes.
We don't know what that means, but we won the fan vote. They're the greatest touring band, and you cannot go on tour unless your fans are showing up to listen. So shout out to us and the fans and all of us that have been so loyal and dedicated to this amazing band.
Congratulations, Dave Matthews Band and the class of 2024.